Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the third day of September. Today we're reading Luke 5, 17 to 36, and we're reading the International Children's Bible. One day Jesus was teaching the people. The Pharisees and teachers of the law were there too. They had come from every town in Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. The Lord was giving Jesus the power to heal people. There was a man who was paralyzed. Some men were carrying him on a mat. They tried to bring him in and put him down before Jesus. But because there were so many people there, they could not find a way to Jesus. So the men went up on the roof and made a hole in the ceiling. They lowered the mat so that the paralyzed man was lying right before Jesus. Jesus saw that these men believed, so he said to the sick man, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Jewish teachers of the law and the Pharisees thought to themselves, "Who is this man? He is saying things that are against God. Only God can forgive sins." But Jesus knew what they were thinking. He said, "Why do you have thoughts like that in your hearts? Which is easier, to tell this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to tell him, 'Stand up and walk'? But I will prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, stand up, take your mat and go home." And the man stood up before the people there. He picked up his mat and went home, praising God. All the people were fully amazed and began to praise God. They were filled with much respect and said, "Today we have seen amazing things." After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax office. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Levi got up, left everything, and followed Jesus. Then Levi gave a big dinner for Jesus. The dinner was at Levi's house. At the table there were many tax collectors and other people too. But the Pharisees and the men who taught the law for the Pharisees began to complain to the followers of Jesus. They said, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. It is the sick who need a doctor. I have not come to invite good people. I have come to invite sinners to change their hearts and lives." They said to Jesus, "John's followers often give up eating and pray just as the Pharisees do, but your followers eat and drink all the time." Jesus said to them, "When there is a wedding, you cannot make the friend of the bridegroom give up eating while he is still with them. But the time will come when he will be taken away from them. Then his friends will give up eating." Jesus told them the story. "No one takes cloth off a new coat to cover a hole in an old coat. If he does, he ruins the new coat, and the cloth from the new coat will not be the same as the old cloth." So today we read where Jesus was saying, "I didn't come to invite good people. I came to invite sinners to change their hearts and lives." And sometimes when we see someone who's doing something wrong, we're like, "Oh, you're a sinner." That's not all the time, but sometimes if we don't fully know the Bible and what Jesus told us to do, there's people who can act like that. "You're a sinner, get away from me." But Jesus is saying, sinners are people too. They're no better than you and you're no better than them. So accept them, love them, but hate the sin. And Jesus is saying he didn't come to find people who were perfect and never sinned, or people who barely sin. He came to find people who are sinning all the time, or people who are having trouble with stopping sin. He came to find those people and change their hearts and minds. So let's pray that we will be like Jesus and accept people if they're sinners and try to change their minds. And if we are a sinner, we'll try to change our minds for Jesus. Dear Jesus, please help us to accept people no matter what if they sin. Help us to know that we're no better and they're no better than us. Help us to come to you if we are a sinner. Help us to lay our life down and help us to know that even if we do choose you, we're not going to just stop sinning. We're not going to be perfect. But help us to know that with you, it's easier to not sin as much because you give us wisdom and you give us power to do anything through you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.